Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. When Moses first met God at the burning bush on Mount Horeb, he was told to remove his shoes because the place where he was standing was holy ground. Now, for anything to be holy means it's set apart. It's designated as pertaining to God, to the work of God, to the worship of God. So a place is holy if it has been set apart for God, for encounter with God. Mount Horeb, later called Mount Sinai, was a holy place because it was the place where God could be encountered, met, first by Moses in that initial experience of the burning bush, and then later by the whole people of Israel when the Lord came down again in fire on that very mountain and chose the Israelites as his special possession. We still need holy places. We need places that are designated as the places where we come to meet God. As the Catechism says, the choice of where we're going to pray matters. So, where will you pray? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Old Testament, the holiest of all places was at the heart of the temple, before the tabernacle, where God's presence dwelt. It was called the Holy of Holies. So too, for God's people now, at the heart of our churches lies the tabernacle, where God's presence dwells. And whether it's sitting before the altar in the main church, or kneeling in the adoration chapel before Christ in the monstrance, when we are praying before Jesus' Eucharistic body, blood, soul, and divinity, we are in the Holy of Holies, the most sacred place there is on earth. So is there an adoration chapel near you? Is there a time when you can enter the church and pray before the Eucharistic Lord in the tabernacle? If so, what a wonderful experience to be in the personal physical presence of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now we're walking through part 4 of the Catechism in its section on prayer. So we're teaching you the 4th part of the Catechism through the Rosary. And the Catechism recommends dedicating a small space in your house to be a place of prayer. Eastern Christians and some Western Christians too choose a wall of their house to cover with icons. It's called an icon wall or icon corner, where throughout the day or at specific times, you can go look at these holy images and spend time with Jesus and Mary and the saints in heaven. Now, I could not establish a regular prayer life until I created a specific place in my home for prayer. And once I did that, then I could pray more easily every day. So what are some good options? First of all, we find a place where you can set up a chair, a little table or lamp, and a place where you can put a crucifix or an icon or some holy pictures, and it's comfortable. And so that when you sit down or kneel down in that spot, your whole being knows, hey, what we do here is pray. Because if you try to pray where you do other stuff, like an office or your kitchen or where you watch TV, immediately your whole being is going to be distracted by what you normally do there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to create a spot where that's what you do right there. And you'll start to realize, you'll start to see that place as a place of peace, of refreshment, and you'll be drawn there. Now, one of the most powerful things I've seen was at a little one-room home in the Italian Alps where this Italian saint grew up. And they had a little kneeler and a crucifix, and the family would gather around that for prayer. And that's how he became a saint. Where in your house can you gather your kids, your grandkids, your friends, where you can gather around an image of Mary or a crucifix and pray the rosary? Create that space. What I'm suggesting is have two spaces in your home. One for your personal prayer, and one where you can gather your family and your friends, your kids and grandkids for prayer. If you create those two places, you're going to be way more likely to be more regular in your prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Our Lady appears to people, whether at Lourdes or Knock or Guadalupe or Fatima, it's almost always outside that she does so. Mary seems to like the outdoors. And Jesus did too. Remember how often he would go up in a hill or out into the wilderness to be alone with God in prayer? So follow their example. Pray outside. Set up a statue of Our Lady or of the Sacred Heart in your backyard or on your back porch or somewhere outside. And keep some fresh flowers in front of the statue. It's an awesome place to gather, to be by yourself with a nice cup of coffee and pray, or to gather people together to pray. Last night, there was a massive thunderstorm to the south. And then to the east was a full harvest moon. And I have a little place just down the street from my house where you walk around a baseball field. It's quiet. There's no one out there at night. And I pray the rosary. Create Create a space outside, or find a place where you like to pray outside. And walking while you pray is awesome. It's always good to walk with a friend. So go on a walk with Jesus and Mary and pray. And invite a friend to go with you and pray the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the Catechism, it makes it clear that we need to make time for prayer, but the Catechism is also very wise in reminding us that we have to not only make time for prayer, we have to set aside, we have to create places for prayer. And that's not so much to ask, is it? After all, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his apostles, "I go to prepare a place for you." Let's show him the same consideration. Let's prepare a place for him in our homes, in our yards. That kind of preparation will make it a lot easier for him to prepare a place in our souls. And once that happens, we will be ready to come to that glorious place he has prepared for us in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I've always had, since you kids came,
mm-hmm.
I've always had a place designated somewhere in the home for my personal prayer. Do you remember that time when I was down in my little chapel that I created in the basement mm-hmm. years ago, and you had a friend and you came skipping across the basement and you whipped open the door and said, "And this is where my dad prays." And then you slammed the door shut and ran away.
That makes so much sense.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't. That's so funny.
Because I heard you, I don't know who the friend was, but I heard you
bounding. I'm just giving them a tour
of the house. Yeah, you were giving them a tour of the house. I heard you bounding and I was in there and you just whipped open the door.
You were on display. It was like a zoo.
It was like a zoo.
I knew you'd be there.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's good. It's a good example because of that. No, I think the whole concept is, it's really very humble admission that we are body and soul, and that in order to really corral our soul, we have to be aware of our environment. Mm. I remember talking to a priest about this long, long ago about, hey, if what you need to focus, because focus is such a struggle, is to light candles, to dim the lights, or to just surround yourself with images, textures, physical things that help you dial it in. Because everyone, if you really need to be focused on anything, you create an environment for it. It's why the home office is so important.
Yep.
It's musicians before a show. They have habits. They have things that get them in the zone.
Yep.
I think of personally, every day, I have the ritual of doing the New York Times Daily Mini crossword.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And when I tell you, I take away all distractions. I have to be perfectly focused to get that thing in under 30 seconds. And I don't let anything, I take it so seriously that I don't let anything. If I feel off, if my clothes feel off, if something is itchy or scratchy, or there's too much sound around me, or someone might interrupt me, I don't do it. And that's how I should treat prayer, like this perfect focus. Not that it's so different with prayer because you need to strengthen yourself against distraction and be able to, I can't remember if it was Faustina or Teresa talked about, having like sisters coming in asking her all the time for, you have to do this or that. And she's like, I'm trying to pray. But sometimes those, you need to allow those and accept those into your day, into your prayer. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we need to create this space and take it seriously and give ourselves the best chance at focus.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus himself said, when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and speak to your Father who sees in secret.
Yeah. Shut the door.
We need solitude and silence. Remove the distractions. And, you know, because it is amazing how we go to such lengths in putting together our kitchen, the right counters, the right appliances, the right look, the right island. How far we go to put together an entertainment area, a home office.
We know how to be good hosts with our friends, but we don't know how to host
God,
our best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. How to host God.
He doesn't need much, but he knows that we need a lot. It's why churches are such a fantastic place to pray. Adoration chapels.
I'm going to say something scandalous.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Well, I don't want to accuse you of anything.
No. I bet you don't. I think you know.
I think you're going to say churches are a terrible place to pray.
The one place I've found that's almost impossible to pray is in a Catholic church. Because people aren't, they won't shut up. They won't shut up.
I guess I have a hard line on that because I feel like, to some degree, I think it's a good, not good. We should be focused and prayerful when in church and around it, even after Mass. But
go outside into the gathering space.
I need to be better about that.
And talk. But not in the church. I mean, we all are guilty of breaking that rule.
I think the thing, I used to be so good about this until I started going to Mass with my nephews, and now I'm just like, I just rush over to them, you know?
Yeah, you know, we are all guilty of this. But I remember before you were born, when we lived in Indianapolis, we would go to a daily Mass at the chapel of the Little Sisters of the Poor on 85th Street in Indianapolis. And the sisters were so good there about inviting anyone in from the public for daily Mass. But they were so kind and so discreet about asking people have their conversations out in the gathering so that the sisters could pray.
I agree.
But also, praying in the physical presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, the best. But it's not practical for a lot of people every day to do that.
We need to have it at home. If you're going to make it a constant habit, think about your home gym.
Exactly.
And how that changes your habits of prayer.
Home gym, home office, home entertainment.
Yes.
Home prayer.
Take it seriously.
Should be the most important place in your room, in your house.
And I think it does create conversation when people know that you have a space for prayer.
Exactly. And I say two places for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
One for personal.
Yeah.
One for the family rosary. One for personal prayer. One for the family rosary. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs two places.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.